Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's 6:43. Bob Mitchell in for Tommy this morning. Our Big 870 Blue Runner opinion poll question. Do you open your Christmas presents on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or both? You can go online at WWL.com and cast your vote, or you can call me at 260-1870. Well, here's a guy that everybody wanted his job, but he knew people high at the top. And, of course, we're talking about WWL's very own Amos Morrell. How did you maneuver getting the chance to go to Atlanta at the Peach Bowl with LSU? Did you ride on the Tiger plane, huh?
A lot of bribes.
So you see a lot of Tiger fans there?
Yeah, actually, so far, got a lot of fans. Saw a couple in the lobby of the hotel yesterday, and still in their Saints gear, probably celebrating that win from Sunday. But, the fans are going to travel here. I know the bowl game's expecting a big showing from the LSU crowd. They travel well everywhere. But I think as the week goes on, it's going to turn into Baton Rouge East, I guess.
Yeah, my granddaughter goes to LSU. That's what she wanted. As a Christmas present, tickets to go to the Peach Bowl. So her mom, dad got together, chipped in, and she's there too. So it's going to be a good game. Now, LSU is what? Favorite by, what is it, 9 points I read? 13?
I believe it's closer to 13 the last I checked. They were a double-digit favorite, which is saying a lot considering, they're going against a team that's, been known to put up points, the fourth-ranked team in the country, only one loss. It's somewhat surprising, but when you look at the way LSU's been scoring and against who they've played this year, you kind of got to think, I can see where the odds makers are coming from.
Yeah, and it's hard to say. I was about to ask a question, what does LSU have to do to win this game and just do what they have been doing every week?
Yeah, that offense needs to just keep rolling like it has been. There's a potential that Clyde Edwards-Helaire won't play. Coach Ed Orgeron said yesterday that there's a chance he plays. He's better than he thought he was last week, but still day to day with them. They're going to try some more with him in practice and see how that goes. But they're going to be trotting out most likely. Some of the freshman running backs. We've got glimpses of them all season. Tyrion Davis-Price. He's been a guy that has come in and sort of emerged as Clyde's main backup, but you also got John Emery Jr., a five-star running back out of Destrehan, and then Chris Curry, also a freshman running back, who's had some good good plays when he's been in there. So, they're going to need to get a lot out of that running back position, if indeed Clyde Edwards-Helaire does play. But other than that, they need to keep rolling. The defense needs to look like it's looked the last couple weeks, and they should be in line for a victory if they can do all those things. But, Oklahoma, I think, based on what we're hearing yesterday, they're not just going to roll over and let off LSU.
Well, that's a very good point. The one thing that we as a team, and I'm sure the coaching staff preaches that, can't overlook Oklahoma. We have a tendency down here to think that, no matter who you put up against LSU, look, this year we beat Alabama. I didn't know if I'd be able to witness that. But Oklahoma is no pushover.
No, absolutely not. This is a team that it plays in a conference full of high flying offenses. They've seen teams that do a lot of similar things to what LSU's done on offense this year. So, whereas I think some of these SEC teams may have been caught off guard, they haven't seen this from an LSU team before. Oklahoma's seen a lot of teams go out there and sling the rock around like Joe Burrow's been doing all year. So, you know, they're going to be a little bit more familiar with that type of style of offense, even though they said, you know, LSU does unique things. And, you know, they also, they play a different style of defense. You know, they may be not as big and as physical as, you know, some of these SEC defenses LSU's played. But, you know, a lot of the LSU players have said, you know, this team plays with a lot of speed, so it's going to be a challenge.
Well, I would love to see them beat Oklahoma, and what a great ending to the Joe Burrow story, if at all it works out, where in the championship game it's LSU against Ohio State. That would make it all. That would make it. It would be great.
Oh, yeah, the storylines write themselves right there.
you notice how we, as fans, we write the storylines out and we say, oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and rarely does it ever work out exactly the way we prepare it. It's like with the Saints. I mean, I had total confidence that the Packers were going to lose last night. I knew that Minnesota was going to beat them. And I tuned the game in at one time, and I said, oh, we got them. And then that was it. The interception blew that, and now we have to wait for another scenario for the Saints to possibly get that number one seed.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's part of the thing. You know, the NFC's cream of the crop. You look at, you know, the Saints, Seahawks, the 49ers, and the Packers, you know, each of these teams, it's been a razor-thin margin to say who's been the best team each week. So, you know, you have to expect that, obviously, Minnesota, who's played really well in spots this year, was going to go out there and, you know, give them a game. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, Aaron Rodgers and that Packers team, they've been rolling, and they're getting talked about as much as, you know, the 49ers or even the Seahawks. But, you know, that's a team that's they haven't made it easy on the teams that have come in there and beat them.
Amos Morrell, thank you for being part of the show this morning. Go enjoy yourself in Atlanta.
Don't let the bosses hear that. Yeah, they think I'm working.
and go Tigers. All right, 260-1870. Do you open your Christmas presents on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or both? Now, we're going to open the lines right now so you can call in and give me that. And I want to hear from you, number one, if you have celebrated or experienced Christmas outside of New Orleans, and how many of you have actually had a white Christmas. Got a bunch of lines open. Can take those calls right now at 260-1870. We're going to break for traffic right now, and then we'll come right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.